Right, we're back here at Boort and catching up with the winning reins person for the 2024 Boort Pacing Cup in Harry Hu and Michelle Phillips. Firstly, Mitchie, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Good win.
Yeah, it was a terrific win.
So I just interviewed Rebecca Beck Morrissey just then as well, and good tracks to win races. One, the crowd's right with you when you go across the line. You guys don't probably get to experience it, but the crowds, they all cuddle straight after and people running seconds and thirds and they're shaking hands. It's a great little vibe to come back to, isn't it?
Well, I did see out of the corner of my eye a group of people I didn't know. I think they looked like they were on the fashion of the field. They were cheering and having
because they had you in the members' draw.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know them, yes.
So, yeah, like you can, particularly small little tracks, like they're up close, they're getting a good experience that's hopefully good enough for them to come next year and to come to other country tracks. So, yeah, it's great.
It's actually funny, that's Wendy James, who owns a caravan park, and anyone wants to come and get away for a nice place, I can recommend it. The caravan park just up there, look at me go, hey, I'm going to get a free room one night. Don't you worry about that, Wendy, when you're watching this. Look after me. But they have a lot of fun. As you said, they got into the fashions on the field. They're members here, and they have fun, and that's what it's all about. The reception when you come back, though, Danny's won a lot of good races and all the rest, and he tries to be humble. That meant a fair bit to him, didn't it, that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Danny, Brent and Eugene and even their granddaughter and grandsons, they come out and help at the stables and they do the hard yards. And like I've said in previous interviews, they help me out a lot. And every win's special, but I think this one's a little bit extra special for Danny, particularly on his little mate, Harry Hu, who actually, Danny had an accident a couple years ago off Harry Hu, so I think it's Harry's redeemed himself and he's back in his good books. And yeah, but Danny and the team's done a terrific job with the small little team of horses that they have. So yeah, it's been a great day.
Another winner you drove for the day, the Central Victorian Pacer Championship. It was actually, I forgot his name, but it was in memory. It just totally left me, but that's okay. You're trying to think of it too. I can see the look on your face. Doesn't matter. Timmy Mortlock and Outback Queenie. Great win.
Yeah, it was a terrific win again. It's always good to get a win on Timmy. Like, he's very loyal to me. And even when I can't drive or I'm suspended, Timmy still puts me back on the following week or when I'm back and or when I can. So, yeah, I'm grateful for him because he's a loyal owner and trainer, and to his family for entrusting me with their horses too. So it's good to get a win, and particularly on this little track, like it's a front-running track, I feel. And Queenie, yeah, she's got the gate speed to hold everyone out, and she kicked away and did a good job.
It's good, isn't it, here when you think about it? Timmy Mortlock, Danny Curran, Beck Morrissey. Yeah, it's what it's all about sometimes, and it means so much. All their families are here and they're embracing. It's good fun. Yeah, we could talk all the time about your driving and everything along those lines, but this is what it's about. This is what harness racing's about. People need to embrace it, don't they?
Absolutely. Like, pretty much it's a family-involved sport. Like, trainers, their family own the horses or vice versa, like,
yep,
thereabouts. And, yeah, it's good particularly for the little trainers that don't have big stables and they do the hard yards with their horses, and every win matters, and they just love it, and they come in each week, even if things don't go to plan, they come back again and give their horses every opportunity, and you can just tell the love that they have for them. But it's good. It's kind of local, Bendigo and Maryborough area, so they've all done well today.
No, absolutely. Well done to you. Tristan Larson won the other feature race on the day as well for Brett Lilly, so the big guys can come here. Tristan's not one of the big guys. It's good to see him. Mitchie, well done. Thanks for joining me. Always good, and congratulations. You can go home smiling now.
Thank you very much. It's pub night.